Back in the early 1990s, I was in very first disciple class, Disciple 1. It was a wonderful year for many reasons. But one of the reasons is that I met Gary and Carolyn Churchill. At that time, they didn't have any children. But we shared the journey during that year of the birth of their first daughter. I've known Gary and Carolyn and their family for a very long time. I've also known for some time that the passion in their hearts is Appalachian Service Project. But I've seen that passion grow even more and more and more in these past couple of years. Our witness today is Gary Churchill, and he's going to share with you an amazing story of what happened to him, what happened to others. You know, sometimes we go somewhere to serve, but have we ever thought about going back again on our own? Because God has called us to go. Well, Gary's going to tell you a little something about that. He has some has a PowerPoint to show you and has some things upon his heart to share as well. Let's give him a round of applause as he comes forward.
Thank you, Gary. I am definitely not accustomed to using a microphone, so I'll try to handle it properly. I'm Gary Churchill, as William said. It's my privilege and I'll even say responsibility to have a chance to share a picture of this story with you. It basically started through serving in ASP, but as William said, there's a little bit more to it than that. I kind of want to be able to paint a picture for you in just a few minutes. If you'll join me in just a moment in a really quick prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth bring you honor and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You're going to see some slides, as William said, and you won't necessarily understand the slides as they go, but as I speak to you, maybe you'll get an idea of what the picture is. Christine, first let me say I usually worship in the big church, as some of you call it, or the traditional service, and it's a privilege to get to worship with you guys this morning. I am husband of Carolyn and dad of Christina and Rebecca, as William said. And basically what this is going to be about is you're going to see a story of participating through ASP, but how it became different this past year and some return trips as a result of that. Christina and I have served in ASP for 5 years, and this fifth year, this past summer, for whatever reason, was different than previous 4 years. I think it may have been in part that I was just more ready for a different experience, perhaps having been pleased with the work that had been done, the home repair, knowing we made an impact in people's lives that way. But at the same time, this year, this past year, a really different sense of it just wasn't enough. And that's not to downgrade ASP in any way whatsoever. What ASP does is a beautiful mission, and many of you all have either participated through it or you have supported it through your prayers, through your volunteer efforts, through your financial donations. And I will say real quick while I have a chance that ASP stock sales today, so if you get a chance to buy some stock, please take advantage of that, and it'll be ongoing for the next 4 months, so we appreciate your support there. This past year, I think the reason it really caught me as being any different was the impact of where we served. Historically, in our ASP mission in the previous 4 years, work teams had served in different areas around the county, and we really didn't see each other during the course of the day. And we certainly had the experience of the hardship or the poverty or perhaps the poor economic conditions of the family we worked for. But this past year, there were six teams serving in one trailer park. So we were serving in Martin County, Kentucky, which is just east of West Virginia, right across the river, at a little town called Warfield, but more specifically in a mobile home park known as Ward Mobile Home Park. This place, though filled with good people, is about as hard an economic situation as I've encountered in America. Just the condition of the homes, the income levels of the people living in there. The family my team in particular worked for had a $600 a month income. You'll notice I said monthly income. The team that Mike Burrows worked to next door to us had a $0 monthly income. Not really sure how they survived off of that, but regardless, that was their stated monthly income. So we became, since there were so many teams working in the trailer park, we really became aware of what the needs were. There was more that needed to be done than just the home repair. There was obvious needs. The kids didn't have the stuff, you know, we assume our kids will have, bicycles, nothing really outdoors to play on. It was obvious some of their clothing was, you know, a little bit ragged and unkempt. And we knew that come the fall time, they weren't going to be properly prepared to return back to school. So, as I said yesterday, real briefly, yesterday morning at an ASP meeting, God just kind of, you might not get the imagery, but I'm going to say God just kind of gnawed at me or chewed on me all week. And it just gave me that sense of, Gary, there's something more that you've got to do. So when I came back, I told Carolyn that I just had this sense of somehow I needed to make a bigger impact to spend some more time up there, and basically got, in a sense, her permission to kind of pursue this. And she immediately came on board with me. And so we put a kind of an email response out to the other Martin County, Kentucky ASP leaders, knowing they had essentially encountered the same thing we did. They had seen the same economic conditions. They had been in the trailer park and basically said, I would like to make a return trip up to Kentucky with your support. We want to try to find some bicycles. We want to find some back-to-school gear. We want some books appropriate for kids. Essentially stuff that we had a sense that we would almost have tucked away in our garages or our attics or our basement space unused. You know, it's extra stuff, but not being fruitfully used in Wake County, whereas in this mobile home park, these items could be fruitfully used by these kids. So the response that we received was just amazing, and I think it's, you know, God working through people that God saw this, God initiated this, God blessed this. You know, whereas we were hoping a couple of bikes and maybe some backpacks and some back-to-school gear that essentially I could put in the back of our minivan and take back up there, all of a sudden there was no way possible our minivan was going to fulfill this. There was way more. So there was an obstacle in front of me, the obstacle of, hey, we're going to need a trailer to carry all this stuff, and I don't have a vehicle equipped to pull a trailer, so we're going to need a vehicle as well. And God answered that need. He responded to that need. Rick Mitchell volunteered his trailer, and our across the street neighbors, when he asked about this growing accumulation of bicycles on my front porch, he's like, what are you doing with all those bikes? So I explained to him what we were doing, and right off the bat, he instantly offered his Ford Expedition, and it is, turns out, a full tank of gas to go with it. So we made a return trip up to Warfield with all these things. Is the video playing? Can you guys show that? You guys got it? There you go. So you can kind of watch that, and you can kind of listen to me at the same time. You're going to see some snapshots from along the way. So we returned up there with these bikes, with the school gear, with the books, and it not only did it make a huge impact on the people there in the park, but it definitely made a huge impact on us. I mean, that was 3.5 hours of time that we got to spend better getting to know the families, particularly the ones if we hadn't had a direct interaction with them at our work site, that we got to spend some time getting to know them. And essentially, that made us more aware of what the needs were beyond what we had done. And you might recall several months ago, I guess it's been early fall now, that I put a little witness or a little testimony in the Connection newsletter. And it essentially said something along the lines of, we've served up there, we've returned, through God we've done good things, but we also recognize there's more need. We would like to help these folks better prepared for the upcoming tough winter we know they're going to encounter. You know, we had been inside these trailers. We knew they were essentially poorly insulated. We knew the windows weren't insulated. We knew in some cases there were big cracks in the between the siding of the house. You know, there was going to be a cold breeze, no question, coming through. So we asked for coats and blankets and scarves and hats and electric heaters and basically any kind of cold weather goods we could get to return with. And again, kind of thinking that it was going to be a relatively small response. You know, would we return up there with some stuff to help out a few families? And the response, once again, through God, just incredible. We basically ended up with enough weather, new and used, but nicely used winter coats, boots, scarves, blankets, hats, to take care of every single person in the trailer park. Mm. So there was over, you'll see it on the screen, if it'll hold for about 10 seconds, you might get to read through it. We essentially ended up with around 87 jackets, scarves, hats, and mittens to match all those, 60-some-odd pairs of boots. And there again, such a blessing to be able to work through our abundance of wealth, what God has blessed us with, to share that with other people in need. And basically because God had brought that recognition to us that there was a need, and it was a need that we, you know, not just our family returning up there, but you guys, because many of you guys donated along the way. You donated bikes, you donated blankets, you donated coats, where you provided cash to do so. The Togetherness class had an awesome idea and came up with the mitten tree. In fact, it's on the screen right now. The mitten tree was filled twice. It was filled once, it was emptied, it was filled again. Not only did the folks in Ward Mobile Home Park get a blessing out of that, but Otis was able to share some of the items with that from as well in Southeast Raleigh. So your generosity there, you know, served multiple peoples out of that. So we've identified another need along the way, and it goes back to a lot of this being about kids, because roughly half the inhabitants of the trailer park are kids. And that is that even though they've got bikes now, they still don't have the other stuff that we as even as adults, or our kids, or if you're a grandparent, your grandkids have access to, and that's playground stuff. You know, a lot of us have swings and stuff in our backyard. We have a basketball hoop in the driveway, or because you're blessed to live in an area like we do, Cary, Apex, Raleigh, you've got access to those resources in a close-by park. This county is so poor, there's none of that provided countywide. These people can't afford to buy this kind of equipment. So when we put the word out there was a need for that, we've already had folks respond with the donation of a swing set. We have the old climbing bars that came from the previous iteration of the Methodist Children's Center playground from years ago when I helped redo the playgrounds. That's been in my backyard. I took it home. My kids have used it. My kids have enjoyed it. My kids have outgrown it. So now it's going to go to another place where some other folks can use it and enjoy it. So the weekend of Memorial Day, we're going to return up there again, and it'll be with the idea of building them a playground. So any prayers, any presents, any gifts you can make towards that endeavor would be gratefully appreciated. You know, this is definitely about God. We were instruments in doing this. He put a plan before us. He put a path before us. He opened the doors that needed to be opened, and we're so thankful to him. Thankful for William to give me a few minutes to speak about it.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. And it is awesome to see what a difference can be made.